listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. And we've got a lot for you. Stay with us. There's a lot of things to discuss today. Shelley Goldberg will stop by for some time in the Parenting Express. We'll talk with Shel Farley, who is seeking the Senate seat in New York State before the hour's out. David Fisher will take a look at the markets, but we start with one of our really good friends, Dr. A.R. Bernard, stepping into segment one here. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Now, what I love about my time that I get to spend with my next guest is that we can go for long periods of time and kind of, you know, not have any contact. And then when the next time we're together, it's just like we didn't ever spend any time apart. Dr. A.R. Bernard is really someone that has not only been a personal mentor to me, he's invested time and advice in my thought and life, but he's someone that I pray for regularly. And I really encourage you to do the same, friends, because as a local pastor, he has a tremendous influence in our city and in the neighborhood that his church serves, and really the world, through the expansion of his media ministry that is now global and worldwide. And Dr. A.R. Bernard, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. It's good to have you.
Grace and peace to you, my friend. So good to be with you. And thank you for what you said, because I think mature relationships don't require a lot of maintenance. So we can be apart and still link up like we've never been apart. That's
yeah,
cool.
It's really fun. And we do pray for each other. And I appreciate that as well, because I think that particularly leaders in the Christian community can always use more people praying for one another. And you've had a really huge year. And the reason that I wanted to get you on was because I feel like we've been a little delinquent here at the show to kind of pat you on the back and say job well done. But this has been your 40th year with the CCC ministry. And I can't believe it snuck up on us like that. But Dr. Bernard, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be affirmed in your work and what you do, you know, for the kingdom and, of course, your life. So thank you for the pat on the back. Yeah, but it's been four decades, man. We started in 1978, and here we are 40 years later, and we're celebrating. We're having a week of celebration next week at our church, 4 days, and it's just exciting to be this far after all these years.
What do you think your area of Brooklyn would look like if CCC wasn't there?
Oh, gosh, you want me to make my boast in the Lord here?
Well,
I will tell you, when we came to that community, especially the very parcel of land, because we have 10 and a half acres there, it was drugs, gangs, prostitution. It was the sex trafficking corridor coming into the United States through New York.
Wow.
And all of that has been cleaned up. The quality of life has changed dramatically. So we wanted to take some credit for changing the community and bringing stability. In fact, the people that we bought it from, who are the owners of Starrett City, one of the largest developments in the country, housing developments, subsidized housing developments in the country, when they offered us the property, they said, look, you know, we want to bring stability to the neighborhood, and we believe that that's what your organization will do. So we're on the same page.
Yeah. Well, but isn't that, Pastor, kind of the way the gospel is supposed to work, right? It's supposed to shine light into dark places and bring light. And what's cool is there's all these pockets around New York City that if you trace the history of what the Church of Jesus Christ has done in this city, you think of Times Square and you think of, that church brought to that region of the island of Manhattan, and to have, you know, even to some degree, the Brooklyn Tabernacle in its area and where CCC is. It's like every time one of these works that has now been there for all these years and kind of seem like institutions, but it's good for us to remember that it wasn't always like that, that there was a need, a gospel need for that community. And when the gospel moved in, things changed.
Absolutely. You know, Dave Wilkerson, when he came into start Times Square Church, he started by running down a person who snatched the pocketbook on 42nd Street. That was the environment that was there. That's how he started. And my dear friend and colleague, Jim Cimbala, who's done a great work with Brooklyn Tabernacle, that was actually my first church when I came to Christ,
right,
that I attended. So, you know, it's wonderful to be alongside some incredible leaders who have made a difference bringing Christ into the culture of New York City.
Well, it's interesting, too, because, and you travel, Dr. Bernard, so you understand this, but when I go to places down south and out west and basically anywhere outside of this tri-state, people look at me cross-eyed when I tell them there's 8,000 churches in New York and that there's a gospel influence here that's quite strong. And there's just kind of this bepuzzlement that seems to take them over, but we've really got a pretty vibrant community of people that follow Jesus in these parts.
Absolutely, we do, and people are surprised. You know, for whatever reason, people outside of New York think that this is the mission field for Sin City, and then they get here and find out, hey, we've been here for quite a while, guys, doing a lot of work. Of course, the landscape of influence has changed from the mainline churches to more charismatic evangelical Pentecostal churches who are on the ground making the difference. But definitely, there's a lot of ministry going on in New York City.
Well, congratulations on 40 faithful years. Now, let me just ask, I've heard that the plans for your property are anything but finished. You've got a brand new project that's going to incorporate a housing project and some other things, and I know that you're excited about this. Tell us what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we were going to be involved in a major development as part of Starrett City, but then the recession came, so we pulled back, and now we revisited over the last 3 years a new project, and we're developing the 10.5 acres that we have. So we're bringing in 2,100 units of mixed-income housing. That's going to be a portion affordable and then working and middle-class housing. We're bringing in retail and commercial as part of it. We're bringing in an educational building, which I'm very excited about, that's going to house a public school, but also a 24-hour child care program, vocational training. Those who go back to the 60s and 70s, there was a lot of vocational training because trades jobs are want for tradespeople to work in those positions now. And so we're bringing that in, a family health center, and we're bringing in a performing arts center as well. So we really want to build community and create a destination.
Yeah. Well, and the idea that, you know, child care and education and housing are something that the church can be involved in. I mean, if you really do travel to other regions of the U.S., you just don't see churches doing that. And I love the model. I love the way you're never afraid to stick your toe in the water and say, you know what, I think the church should be involved over here and being willing to do that. You've got a big golf outing this week, and you got the 4 days of celebration. If people want to say congratulations and come out and check out things, and what's the best way, Dr. Bernard, that they can just link arms with you right now and just, you know, say how thankful they are for you?
Of course, centrally, our website, cccinfo.org, and they'll get all of the information about next week's celebration and the following week's golf outing. So they can get all the information, and please, you know, feel free to join us. We've got some incredible individuals who will be ministering there in music concerts every night, and some incredible speakers as well. So you'll get all the information if you go to our website, cccinfo.org.
And of course, your media ministry continues to just expand. I know that you're on radio, obviously, here weekday mornings, and then on the weekends on Sundays as well. But there's also online videos and TV and other things. And did you 40 years ago, Pastor B, did you ever sit there and go, you know, I'm before it's all done, I'm being all these places?
I had no idea. And I think anyone who says that, we've got to pray for them, because, you know, in those early days, you're going through the identity crisis, trying to understand clearly what voice you're bringing to society, what voice of God, what ministry of God, what identity. You know, like individuals, ministries go through identity crisis. They evolve, they develop. And then as we continued to grow, you know, all we thought about, how can we accommodate all these people who are coming? How can we do what we do better? So that's been, you know, the greatest challenge along the way. And then when you get to about 11,000 members, which we arrived at in 1999, you have to say, okay, we keep outgrowing these systems and structures. We need to think long term. And I think that's when you begin to think far beyond where you've thought in the past and along the way.
Yeah. Well, Pastor A.R. Bernard, congratulations. Keep up the great work, because there's much of it still ahead. And our best to the entire CCC family. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts LEADER to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text LEADER to 85850. That's LEADER to 85850.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you that Mike Connors will answer one of your questions as it relates to estate law and elder care, because at Connors & Sullivan, they are the number one law firm in the tri-state area when it comes to those very topics. And they've been so recognized by the legal community in the state of New York, and we are glad to have Mike with us. Mike, this week's question comes from a lady named Christina. She says, my mom has Parkinson's disease and needs assistance at home. She spent most of her money on her care, but she still owns her house. Can I get her on Medicaid? Mike Connors.
Well, the answer is yes. First, we put the house in the trust. Then, assuming mom is under $15,000, we apply for Medicaid. If she's over $15,000, we put the excess money into a trust. If we did it during the month of September, mom could apply October 1st. If we did it during the month of October, mom could apply November 1st. There is no look-back period for home care Medicaid in New York State, which is for home equipment, supplies, and home attendance to help mom stay out of a nursing home and keep her at home.
That sounds like a really positive answer. And friend, maybe you're one of those people that has a similar situation and you need to discuss what it would require to get your situation cared for. Why don't you call Connors and Sullivan? Here's their phone number, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You can also send questions, askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Again, send your questions to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. And you can listen to the answer to other very important questions every Saturday morning at 8 on AM 570 The Mission, and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's a great product. And the one thing I liked about it the most is that when you open the bottles, you can smell like the scent of the fruits and veggies. It's no genius thing to it. It's really just fruits and veggies, which everyone needs. And they kind of, you guys kind of put it in a way where you can take it easy and you can get it and it's natural. And that's what I like about it. You know, I like the product and I've taken it and it's definitely made me feel a lot better. You know, I'm a healthy person to begin with, but it's definitely good prevention and it's definitely gives me energy and I feel like it's a natural thing. I like it. I really do.
For a limited time, use discount code THEMISSION to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code THEMISSION.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Recently, some longtime listeners to Kevin McCullough Radio told us about how they had a certain budget for an engagement ring. They stopped at multiple jewelers and saw what their money could buy. Then they visited Lord's Diamonds, and with the same budget, they were able to purchase a better quality diamond in a more beautiful setting that they helped design. They could not stop raving about both the ring and how happy they were that they went to Lord's Diamonds. The place for engagement rings is Lord's Diamonds. I've been telling you that for years. That's why I urge you, my friends, family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and our good friend Anu. She's honest, has integrity, good Christian values. I've purchased pieces from Lord's Diamonds, and I urge you to visit them as well. An engagement ring can become a family heirloom, so don't settle. Get a ring you'll love for a lifetime and beyond. Mention Kevin McCullough Radio for up to $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500. Or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's interesting because the last few days, and, you know, heaven help you to learn any of this stuff, because the news has all been Kavanaugh and Washington, D.C., right? I mean, that's what we're, look, that's what I'm focused on. That's what I start the show with every day these days. But there's been some really good news, or at least it appears to be. I want to make sure I get my information correct. But the markets are up. They've been up for a handful of days now. That's even after, tariffs were put into place. So what's happened here? I thought, well, let's get David Fisher back and talk to us about it. He helps us watch our money every Monday and occasionally on other days too. And David, it's good to have you back. CEO of Landmark Capital. Of course, the host that's giving away that, beautiful $20 1915, 1 ounce gold coin. We'll even tell you more about how you can win that as well. But David, it's good to have you back. What do you make of these several good days in a row and the timing, as it is presupposed against the tariffs?
Well, this is the uncertainty factor of, will President Trump implement the $200 billion of tariffs, and will China retaliate? Once that was came out of the bag and President Trump announced that here a few days ago after markets closed, there was no more guesswork. China did retaliate with $60 billion, although they did lower the percentages. They cut them in half. And so now the guesswork is no longer there. The market does not like uncertainty. So now there's this certainty, and the Dow breached its previous high in January. So that's really good news. And the NASDAQ was up, the S&P 500. All the indexes are up. But let's not be misled a little bit. It's really good news, and I want to make downplay that. But only of the 11 sectors in the Dow, only three are making all-time highs: healthcare, consumer, discretionary, and technology. And the breadth of the market is still a little bit narrow, which is that's what has the economists worried, and our P/E ratios, our price for earnings ratios, in other words, the value of the stock in relationship to its earning, which is the number one leading indicator that Warren Buffett and many people use.
Sure.
It's reaching highs. So we're still at a high, at all-time highs, but the value of the stock market is pretty high compared to where it should be. 16 is the normal number. We're at 23 today.
Yeah, that sounds a little high, but it is interesting that the market cares less about the actual tariffs than they do the question of the tariffs. So now that they can figure out kind of the baked in recipe, they're like, okay, we can respond to that. We can work, around that. And David, that's one of the things that I get into conversations with about people. You know, we lived through a pretty crummy economy during the Obama years. I mean, it was said to be the slowest recovery ever. But, people say, well, at the end, there was all this value that the markets were holding and that the economy was coming back. And I said, well, that's kind of the resiliency of the American economy. Like, even if we have bad policies that go into place, business leaders, they kind of study the roadmap and they say, well, what can we do to work around this or to work sometimes in case against the policy? And then we usually have some sort of rebound, even if it's not, accelerated growth like it was once Trump got in and had the regulations taken down and the tax reform passed.
This is a different economy than when President Obama was in office, certainly. I mean, he put in regulations on Wall Street and banks, and Trump is trying to relieve those and has done so literally the first day in office, and that's what caused some of the rally, and we're still feeling some of that. So the business community loves and corporations loves the environment, and that's why when you take away the certainty of tariffs, and it's kind of like we're in the eye of the hurricane here a little bit.
Right.
There might be some more tariffs coming if China responds on a greater way, or President Trump does, because China did respond with 267 billion tariffs that we still might put into place because of China's retaliation. So we're not out of the woods, but we're headed in the right direction, and it's good news.
And the lesson is that the uncertainty at times is more dangerous than even bad policy, because we can bake it into the equation.
Correct. That has now been alleviated, or significantly lessened with these tariffs being put into place.
Okay, what's going on with this new spending bill that Congress just passed, especially since it's at the same time this spending report came out about the debt?
Well, it's a good thing that the Senate just passed the bill to avert a shutdown in the government. This is the end of the year for the government, the fiscal year coming up, and they had to pass a budget by September, end of September. Otherwise, we would have a very negative thing, a government shutdown, and nobody really wants that, not even the president. So the Senate passed a very wide bill, $854 billion, to keep the government open through December 7th. Most of the funds went towards military spending, defense, $675 billion of that. They got a pay increase of 2.6%, the largest in 9 years, and the Senate approved the bill 93-7. So Democrats got on board with this. I'm sure that the House is going to pass this. There is some question, will President Trump pass it or sign it into law, because he wanted some funding of the wall in there, and he said previously, I'm going to make sure I get what I want. So there's still a little bit of a wild card. So that's the good side of this. The significant bad side is the Treasury came out at the same time and reported that we added $1.47 trillion to the national debt in the last 11 months, which is the biggest increase in the history of our country. And at the same time, we're seeing foreigners sell our debt. The Fed, our own central bank, is selling the debt. So pick up the $1.47 trillion of national debt. Americans did. And if this continues, which it looks like it's going to, we won't be able to continue to finance our debt structure. Americans, we got to bring the rest of the world on board. That's what this is all about.
Well, friends, if you'd like more information as to, well, how protected you are against these market forces and these government forces, I can't recommend David's firm highly enough. You need to call 844-604-2575. And if you haven't yet signed up for your chance to win that beautiful 1915 St. Gaudens gold coin, 1 ounce gold coin, $20 gold coin, and there's a whole story behind it and so forth, you can get all of that at the website AM570TheMission.com or AM970TheAnswer.com. But go and check that out. And also the survival packet, still free for you as well. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Want to make the world a better place? Use your free time in a meaningful way. Don't wish that things would change. Be that change. Make New York a kinder, gentler place. Volunteer on Samaritan's Suicide Prevention Hotline and provide a helping hand for those in need. Call 1-877-SUICIDE and see if you've got what it takes to become a Samaritan's volunteer. That's 1-877-SUICIDE. Or go to SamaritansNYC.org. Be a friend for life.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, nobody knows more about sleep than my good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And you know his pillows are fantastic, but I got to tell you about something else that's equally incredible. When we were about to have ankle biter number 3, my little baby Charlotte, he gave us the MyPillow bed topper. and it radically changed the way my wife experienced that pregnancy. In fact, it kept her in comfort, and we have never been without it since. In fact, even just this morning, I nestled back down in going, oh, this is the best bed topper I've ever felt on any bed ever. It's three layers that help give you the support you need, but it also helps evenly distribute your body weight and, most importantly, regulate your body temperature with its ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. The MyPillow mattress topper is the perfect upgrade to any bed you can imagine, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA, and it's backed by Mike's famous 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Check out the great deal that you're going to get, 30% off the mattress topper plus two free pillows when you call. Dial 800-506-2641 and use promo code WMCA. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
How would you like to buy or lease your next new car knowing you got it for less than any dealer price? How would you like to know that you can also get the same insurance coverage for that car for less? How would you like to have someone else do all the legwork and even deliver your new car right to you? And do all this without wasting time in a car dealership? If this sounds too good to be true, well, it's not. Buy or lease the new car you're looking for at the best price with Vineyard Auto Group. And the Christian principles Vineyard Auto Group has built their business on provide added security. Call Vineyard Auto Group at 866-965-AUTO. That's 866-965-AUTO, or visit VineyardAutoGroup.com. Once again, that's VineyardAutoGroup.com or 866-965-AUTO, 866-965-AUTO.
Hey guys, I'm Zendaya, and I'm so excited to share my song, Wonderful Life, from our new movie, Smallfoot.
Take a look around, see the world we think we know.
Smallfoot is the animated event of the fall.
Now that's exciting!
Featuring original music performed by Zendaya. And the cast of Smallfoot.
Yeti or not, here we come.
It's wonderful.
Smallfoot, only in theaters, September 28th, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Embrace your personal style with deals on top flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Sale. Get a rich and classic look with new gilded reserve chestnut and more Bellawood engineered hardwood floors all on sale, 10 to 15% off. Or get new Icelandic oak laminate, it's 23% off. Save up to 34% on waterproof floors. Get more from 39 cents plus special financing and professional installation nationwide. Don't miss it. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Continuing coverage of Decision 2018, unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, there's no doubt about it. If you've been watching what's going on in Washington this last week, if you see the shape of world events that are going on around the globe, and you don't want to lose the progress we've been making in the economy and on the world terrorism front and a whole bunch of other stuff, you've got to dedicate yourself to getting out and vote. But if you want to get good Supreme Court nominees through, you got to vote for that reason, too. And what you shouldn't be doing is doing what Kristen Gillibrand's doing, and that is running around making statements and really not thinking them through very well. I'm wondering what my next guest has to say about all of this, as she would like to occupy the seat that Kristen Gillibrand currently holds, because Kristen Gillibrand doesn't really want to be a senator anymore. She wants to run for some other office. But Shell Farley wants to be the senator from New York, and she rejoins us. Hi, Shell.
Kevin, it is great to be back. And yes, Kirsten Gillibrand is spending all of her time, not in New York, but running around the country, running for president. And she is certainly using these Kavanaugh hearings as, you know, her own opportunity to get her voice in front of the public. I mean, it took her only 19 minutes to oppose Trump's nomination. She said he was disqualified. And basically, I think, you know, this is a man who is an Yale undergrad, Yale Law School. He clerked for Justice Kennedy. He was an associate counsel, an assistant to President Bush. He's written 300 opinions, of which the Supreme Court has endorsed his opinions 12 times, which is a lot. Yeah. And it's like, she's saying that, you know, he's disqualified. I'm like, I think she's disqualifying him because Trump appointed him. And now her latest thing is she's calling on the Senate Judiciary Committee that they need to do their job. But she's not doing her job. She's refused to meet with Kavanaugh at all. How can she make an opinion if she won't meet with him? And then she actually admitted that she had not read a single one of his 300 opinions. How can she make a basis of this? It's ridiculous. She's calling on the Senate Judiciary to resign. And I'm thinking, why? Is it so she can get appointed to the Senate Judiciary Committee and do more grandstanding?
She's probably a little bit jealous of Cory Booker and Kamala Harris's TV time over the last couple of weeks.
I think no question. Absolutely. Yeah. And, wondering why, you know, as a lawyer, how she can get on that bandwagon.
Shell, what's also disturbing about this is that she represents and works for the people of New York State. And if New York was just doing fine and dandy, there wouldn't be anything to complain about. But obviously there's a lot here that still needs to be worked on. And while tax reform is working quite well for the rest of the country, there's some stuff that needs to be tended to on the home front. And while there's infrastructure jobs that are being made available in other parts of the country because of tax incentives and ways that people, get their projects passed, she's not working on getting the infrastructure done for New York that needs to get done. And probably the worst thing of all, she's not fighting for the dollars to come back to New York State that we're sending to Washington that are supposedly working for us. What is she doing?
You're absolutely right. She has passed one bill to rename a post office. And I talk all the time about the fact that New York lost $48 billion last year. Yes, we sent $48 billion more to Washington than we got back. But I even have a new statistic for you, which is that the subway system in New York, which, of course, is falling apart, you know, our mass transit is old and needs to be repaired and replaced. No question. You won't get an argument from anyone about that. And people say, well, there isn't enough money. Well, actually, do you know that New York State has 40% of all the mass transit riders in the entire country? So you would expect that New York would get 40% of the mass transit budget or something close to that.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Not only we don't even get not 40%, we get less than 16%, 1/6%. It's outrageous. And who sits on that committee who does the allocation? Kirsten Gillibrand.
Wow.
It's outrageous. And that actually adds up to over, it's like $2.25 billion that we're losing every year. And now they're talking about, you know, fare increases. And how much would the fare increase, you know, add up to? About $2 billion. Guess what? If we got that money back, we wouldn't be increasing fares. It's because, you know, she's focusing on all of these other issues having nothing to do with the people of New York. She needs to help us. She needs to work to, you know, repair our infrastructure, bring that money back, and do her job.
Well, Shell, this is one of the reasons why I want people to get to know you better, because not only do you have command of all these facts, you actually are quite analytical in what needs to be done. It's like you're a mom and a professional and someone who's worked on problem solving before at some point in time. For people that are saying, you know, Shell's making a lot of sense, what's your resume? What's the best reason why people should send you to Washington?
Well, I am very analytical. I was an engineer, so I have a bachelor's and master's in engineering from Stanford. And so I look at everything that way. And that's why it's like, I don't know how you can argue with New York, you know, saying New York doesn't deserve 40% of the mass transit budget when we have 40% of the riders. There's no arguing with that. But somebody who is not looking at those numbers, you can't make that argument. And so that's what I want to do and make that argument. And it's like, it's New York's money. New York's money needs to come back to New York.
FireGillibrand.com is the website. FireGillibrand.com. You can give a gift to Shell's campaign. You can sign up to walk a neighborhood for her. You can get some yard signs. Get out there and get busy. The election closer than ever before. And it's the most important midterm of our lifetime. Shell Farley, thanks so much. Talk again soon. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm, that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up, the housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni at Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. Majors include business, leadership, social work, Bible and ministry, counseling, and education. Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend evening and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so that you can become the person God intends you to become. To learn if NIAC's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary program is right for you, come to an open house on Wednesday, October 3rd at 5:30 p.m. at the Manhattan campus. You'll hear from faculty, admissions, and current students and learn more about scholarships and financial aid opportunities. For more information, go to NIAC.edu or call 877-626-2236, 877-626-2236, or NIAC.edu.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too, and it's people who love to save money big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
This is Dr. Tony Evans. Join me this fall as we journey together to the land of Israel and experience the sights and sounds that we've read about in the Bible. Come and find inspiration, renewal, and hope.
Join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018 from November 7th to the 16th. With gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews, your time in Israel will be rich with spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
Helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, and we love to chat with Shelley Goldberg on Thursdays because she does help us understand that parenting thing a little bit better. She reported on a lot of parenting issues when she was walking the beat for New York One, and now we're honored to have her around these parts every week. Shelley, it's good to have you back. We're going to talk about resiliency in our kids and kind of tips for helping them become more so. What a timely topic. I was talking with the bride this morning, and we've got three kids going to three new schools. Well, I guess one of them's in the same school he was in last year, but it's obviously a new grade. The other two are in new schools. And we were noticing that this year there's not the, you know, pulling out the hair and screaming about what to wear and get dressed and I don't want to go. And I'm not like they're all getting up and they're making their bed and they're getting dressed and they're coming down in a pretty good mood. I'm a little bit I'm nervous. I don't want the other shoe to drop, but I feel like it's going to at some point. But, you know, this is a tough time of year for kids.
Without question. I mean, kids, face stress all the time, especially in September. You're right. They're dealing with making new friends, wearing braces on their teeth, bullies, you know, the academics, you know, going to a new school. You're right. There's just at every turn.
Well, and we put a lot of stuff on them, right? So not only they have school, but then everything else kicks in. So you've got soccer and taekwondo and ballet and music and all the other stuff. If you're, you know, one of the modern families that tries to do everything, keep up with everyone. I mean, it seems like an awfully hard load. If I was that age, I don't know how well I'd do either.
Okay, I, you're right, and that's something we should all be very sensitive to monitor for signs that maybe, you know, we got to pull back a little bit, or maybe their schedules are a little too much or a little too overwhelming for each kid. You know, you have to look at them individually. Some kids can handle a tremendous amount of after-school activities. Others, you want to kind of pare it back a little bit. So
right.
That's nice that's good that you even noticed that. But when we're talking about resiliency, Kevin, you know, think of it as a muscle. You know, the more you use it, the more you're going to strengthen it. And what do we mean by resiliency? It's not having a breakdown, not saying, I can't handle this, I can't cope. Not going from 0 to 10 every time something changes or something comes your way in life. Because as we know, as adults, there's only going to be more of that. And so the sooner we can help our kids, in addition to the math and the science and the soccer, but help them with resiliency and coping and problem solving, the better and easier life's going to be. And so what do we really mean by helping them with resiliency? Helping kids to problem solve.
Right.
Helping kids to respond more intellectually than emotionally. Helping kids to handle uncertainty, which is a big one. And letting them know they can ask for help as their problem solving, that we'll be there for them. So here are some things that parents can do. And keep in mind also the anxious parents, of which there are many, who have difficulty handling uncertainty, then it's even harder for them because they don't want their kids to feel that uncertainty. So they will rush in to solve every problem and not give their kids a chance to really develop that muscle, that resiliency muscle.
Right.
So here are some things that parents can do.
Okay.
Don't accommodate every need, all right? And give your kids a chance to problem solve and get some mastery and let them kind of figure out certain things for themselves. Because when you overprotect kids, believe it or not, Kevin, it makes them more anxious because a lot of kids end up feeling, I guess I can't handle anything. I guess I can't figure this out for myself because my mom and dad have to solve every problem for me.
Right.
Two, stop trying to eliminate all the risks in life. What do I mean by that? This is something I can personally identify with. Not wanting to teach your kids how to cook because you're afraid they might burn themselves at the stove.
I see what you're saying.
Longest, right? I don't know about you, but it took me the longest time to let my kids, I mean, maybe they were, I'm being silly here, maybe they were like 17, but I waited a long time because I kept thinking, oh my gosh, maybe they'll do, you know, you're not going to have a 5-year-old, you know, or but you don't have to wait till they're 17. So that's what I mean by, you know, not avoiding, you don't have to avoid all the risks. You want to teach your kids concrete problem-solving skills. And also, don't provide all the answers. It's very it's okay for a parent to say, Susie, I don't know the answer to that, but where can you and I go together, or where can you go to find the answers, or how can we start to figure out what you might do? As a mom and dad, you don't have to quickly rush in with all the answers. And another thing is, you know what I'm going to say, Kevin? You have to model resiliency as a parent. You have to show your kid that you can control your emotions and not flip out over things. I don't mean you personally. I mean all of us. And avoid talking in catastrophic terms. So what do I mean by that? If you want your child to learn how to swim, you can say, you know, it's really important you learn this skill. It's really important you learn how to swim. You don't have to say, oh, my God, you have to learn how to swim or you could drown. It'll be, you know, it's terrifying and blah, blah, blah. You don't have to go into that zone. So there is a fabulous article and book. I'm going to recommend them both.
Okay.
Psych Central, P-S-Y-C-H, Central, C-E-N-T-R-A-L, psychcentral.com, Raising Resilient Kids, and a great book by Lynn Lyons, Anxious Kids, Anxious Parents. I could identify with that one. So that's those are my tips of the day.
All right. Anxious Kids, Anxious Parents is the name of the book, and the article on psychcentral.com, Raising Resilient Kids. And Shelley, this is helpful stuff. I mean, and I think that you have to, those three specific action points, don't accommodate, stop trying to eliminate risk, help them get concrete skill solving sets. Those are all things that in the age of the helicopter parent that's always trying to swoop in and save the day, that is hard for the current generation of parents to learn. And I think you're spot on here, because I think you gotta empower them, and then they've got to exercise the muscle, as you called it, the resilience muscle. Anyway, Shelley Goldberg, thank you as always.
You're welcome, Kevin.
All right, Kevin McCullough coming back with a final thought or two. It is Kevin McCullough Radio.
If you're around my age, one of these days you'll have to begin taking required minimum distributions from your IRA. Otherwise, the IRS is going to penalize you. If you're forced to take money out, what are you going to do with that money? How will you continue to grow it for yourself and your family? What kind of legacy will you create with it? I've been an investor most of my life, and I started Tradeway to share skill sets with brothers and sisters in Christ around the country. I want you to come check out our Step 1 Start Your Journey 2-day event and have a blast learning fun, realistic, and powerful information about investing tactics that have the potential to help you get the most out of what you've spent your lifetime earning.
Coming to Nyack College, 2 Washington Street in New York City, September 28th and 29th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission, and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Ladies, you have a special invitation to come to the Mega Women Conference September 21st and 22nd at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge. Be inspired by Dr. Marina McLean, Pastor Cynthia Brazelton, Wendy Pett, and Natasha Slaughter. Register at rmm.global or call 866-244-5679. Learn how women are being propelled into a bigger arena of influence and how you can be too at the Mega Women Conference September 21st and 22nd at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge. Register at rmm.global or call 866-244-5679.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, AM 570 The Mission and Lord's Diamonds is giving away a white diamond and blue Ceylon sapphire pendant in 18-karat white gold valued at $1,500. Listen to Kevin McCullough, Coffee with Kevin, or enter now at am570themission.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This is Jim Daly of Focus on the Family for townhall.com. Those who oppose Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court are up to their tricks again. News broke last week that Senator Dianne Feinstein of California had been holding on to a letter from a woman alleging that Judge Kavanaugh, when he was in high school, had assaulted her. Assault is a serious matter, but do Democrats really want to play this game? Is every senator who opposes Judge Kavanaugh willing to put his or her high school record out there for scrutiny? Why did Senator Feinstein wait to reveal the letter until after the confirmation hearings and just a day before the committee was scheduled to vote? I'm sorry, but this is nothing short of character assassination for all of us to see, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I'm Jim Daly.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree, offered on its most beautiful campus.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So very glad to have you with us, and thank you. Thank you to Shelley Goldberg. Thank you to Shel Farley and David Fisher and Dr. A.R. Bernard for joining us this hour. It's a big, busy day. And friends, it's not a day in which everything is done that needs to be done. There are still a handful of Bibles that we have not yet supplied for people that are desperately desiring them, and I want us to fulfill this. But here's how close we are to sealing off the deal. We need five people to take the $25 a month challenge. If five people do that, we will have all the remaining Bibles that are needed. Or if we just do 20 people doing a one-time gift of $100, that's what, 20 Bibles each. We will accomplish the goal as well. So that's the word from the Bible League. Here's the number, 844-937-9673. These are Bibles that are going into people's hands who cannot get them otherwise, and they desperately, desperately need them. And friends, I'm so thankful that those of you that are there have already produced over 2,000 Bibles for people that are in need of them. 2,400 people have requested a Bible from the different regions of the world that the Bible League is working in, and we're trying to help them supply all of those. So if you could call right now, 844-937-9673, you've heard me talking about it for the past few days, and you say, no, I meant to give a gift. Well, if you give a $100 gift right now, if there's 20 of you that give a $100 gift right now, we would supply all the Bibles that have been requested. And I know that there are the majority of the people that are in this audience would love to see that occur without any question in my mind whatsoever. 844-937-9673, 844-937-9673. 844-937-9673. Now, tomorrow, kind of an interesting day. We're going to be broadcasting on site from it's a major show that's going on here in the city, and I'm desperately trying to find. Here we go. It is from the New York City Greater Chamber event. We're going to be at the Midtown Hilton. And there's going to be a lot of people that are there. We're going to talk to a lot of business owners and so forth. We're also going to try to have the features you've come to know and love with Governor Huckabee and other things. But all of that, we're going to be actually there on site earlier in the day, starting around 11 o'clock, if you want to come see us. And then, of course, be listening tomorrow as we are broadcasting from the event. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is Kevin McCullough Radio, and we are back tomorrow with breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.